The 2003 Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to three scientists for their work with superfluids and superconductivity. Alexei Abrikosov and Vitaly Ginzburg were born in Russia. Anthony Leggett, the third laureate, was born in England. Leggett and Abrikosov now live in the United States. NPR's David Kestenbaum is here. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Superfluids and superconductivity.
These are, the interesting thing about them is they're instances where the laws that govern very, very small things are actually manifest on a larger scale so you can see them. So quantum mechanics is the part of physics that describes very small objects. And it's really strange. I mean, in quantum mechanics, you can have two objects in one place. You can have an object can be in two places at once. And you don't often get to see that up at the larger scale where we live. So these are examples where the laws of quantum mechanics are sort of writ large, and they lead to these almost magical properties. Superconductivity is electricity, where the situation where you have electricity that can flow through a material without generating any resistance. So normally you have wires that carry current, and they heat up, but these don't heat up. There's no internal resistance. They don't bang around and hit the different molecules inside the wire. And superfluidity is the same thing with a fluid. Unfortunately, both of these phenomena only happen really at low temperatures, and they're first discovered at really low temperatures, just above absolute zero, the coldest you can get. So it's been hard to make them practical.
Now, what did these laureates contribute to that?
All three of them are theoretical physicists. Abrikosov and Ginzburg got the award for their work on superconductivity. One of the problems with superconductivity is that anytime you get current flowing through something, it also generates a magnetic field, and the magnetic field tends to disrupt the superconductivity. So it sort of undoes itself by its very nature, superconductors. So they did their they got their award for theoretical work on a type of superconductor which has less vulnerability to this problem with magnetic fields.
Have there been previous Nobel Prizes for superconductivity and superfluids?
There have, but you know, there's still some of the outstanding problems in condensed matter physics. So these guys didn't really solve the full problem of what superconductivity is, for instance. They sort of moved it along a bit. Abrikosov's work was based on earlier work by Ginzburg. This was done in the 50s. Leggett's work is for, again, laying a theoretical foundation for superfluids.
So they did this work a long time ago?
They did. Alexei Abrikosov is 75, Vitaly Ginzburg is 87, and Anthony Leggett is 65 years old.
So they've been sitting by the telephone saying, it's about time you called.
I bet they're probably on the telephone right now. They get the call just before the rest of the media tries to get in touch with them.
Now, they've done this in other fields. They did it in medicine. Why did they do that? Why did they wait to see if it works?
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes it takes that long for an idea to really prove itself. I have a short list of things that, you know, we expect might get the Nobel Prize at some point, and some of them haven't gotten it, in part because it's not proven that it's for sure. Nobody wants to give the prize and then have it taken away later. I would point out another interesting thing here is that the work on superconductivity here, they point out that superconductors have had practical applications in the magnetic resonance imaging, which got the Nobel Prize yesterday for medicine.
NPR's David Kestenbaum.